Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
We love our city.
Yes, it is podcast time and a big show today, Bridge and Spider, and we're celebrating you.
Yep, we're celebrating the Gold FM family because we love your stories and we know today you're going to have pearlers.
Yeah, well, I get banned from a certain place, well, a country, and I want to ask where have you been banned from? And that doesn't so happen to have to be a country. It could be your local pub, your school, your sporting club, whatever it is. Where have you been banned from?
Also, a dad got fined $650 because his kids were playing basketball out on a very quiet road with a basketball hoop.
Mm.
The council fined him.
Fun
stuff
police.
That, I say. We want you to go back into the catalogue of your mind and tell us those games you played on the street when you were a kid.
And a big present. I've got a present for somebody in this studio.
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh,
I can't tell you who, and I do apologise in advance. It's long awaited. I should have given this to the person long time ago, and I just forgot. So we want to ask you, when have you forgotten to give a gift to somebody, or has it been sitting in the cupboard, sitting on the bench, and you go, oh, I've got to get that in the post.
You're eyeballing me, and your hands are up in surrender. So looks like you might get in trouble for whatever this is from me.
I'm apologetic right now.
All right.
Okay. Find out who gets the gift and what's going on with it. Yeah. Bridge and Spider's podcast starts now.
Spider, time to fess up, mate. What's going on?
I got banned. Well, I'm banned from somewhere. I'll try and have a guess where I got banned from because I'm not happy and I've got to go to this place.
Okay. Let's go through your prize. You got arrested for throwing a full can of VB at a cop at Bathurst. Brawling with Barry Hall.
No.
Unpaid child maintenance for illegitimate children.
No, that's all well.
Oh, you were mistaken for a serial killer in Texas.
I was too.
You woke up somewhere. Was it in the US? You woke up in bed with a fire extinguisher and you have no recollection of the previous night.
None of those. None of those. And that's it. None of those.
Okay. So which pub is it then? Are we talking local?
No.
Is it somewhere in Broadbeach?
No. You know where I have been banned from?
Mm.
I've been banned from the United States.
Hang on, the whole of the United States of America?
I'm not allowed into the United States of America.
Well, after all those priors, I understand.
No.
Well, you won't be hearing this anytime soon then, mate.
Can't wait to have a chat tomorrow to the President Donald Trump. Hopefully he might be able to get me in because I'm not allowed in. And yes, I've been in New Orleans before. I did get arrested, but I got falsely arrested on Bourbon Street.
Yes.
And so that was nothing to do with it. But you know why I'm not allowed in? They're not going to give me a visa.
What? Yeah, but it's because you've...
No. And I haven't got a criminal record,
don't you?
I haven't got a criminal record.
Anymore?
No.
Has it expired? The statute of limitations expired?
Yeah.
No, they won't. You know why they won't let me in? They won't give me a visa. Because I've been to a restricted area that they call a restricted area. Last year when I went to Sudan.
I thought you were going to say Sanctuary Cove because you can't get past those gates.
No, because last year when I went to South Sudan, Sudan is on a restricted area. So I applied because I'm going to Canada this weekend and I'm supposed to be going via the US.
Right.
So I had all the flights and everything booked and they said, no, you can't get a visa. And I said, I'm only travelling through. I'm not staying. And they said, no, your visa hasn't been approved. I said, how long? And they said, oh, because you've been into a restricted area of Sudan. And
is it because of the war, you know?
Yeah, well, there's like Syria, all those places are restricted area in the US. But they reckon, I said, oh, well, how long will it take? And he goes, oh, I don't know, it could take up to 2 years.
Hang on a minute, but can't you say to them, I was there for an SBS documentary, back to where you came from.
I had to explain this. They didn't care. I said I had to get my visa to go to South Sudan from Washington in the US. That's where they approved it.
Okay.
And now they sit there and go, no, you're not allowed to come in.
Wow.
So I've had to change all my flights to go a different way to get to Canada.
So you'll look like, in the eyes of the US authority, as a
dodgy
potential terrorist.
Yeah, I'm looking dodgy and I haven't done anything.
This is the Racy Tracy current affairs story right here.
I've told Racy Tracy and until I speak to Donald Trump tomorrow, the president, when he get him on his show, see what he says about it. But I want to know, when have you been banned from somewhere? And it doesn't have to be like...
country.
You might have been banned from a country. might not have let you in. It could have been the local pub. It could have been anywhere. Rob McLeod, have you ever been banned from anywhere?
The chocolate aisle of any major supermarket. And as a precautionary measure, any establishment with a frangipani in the front window.
Oh!
Yeah, another one, I reckon. There'll be stories.
Yes.
Sports grounds. Kids' sports.
Yes.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
parents. Mm. Also, you know, it's very easy to get banned from a camping ground for too much noise, and then you're banned from if there's a conglomerate of them. Like if there is a...
Oh, yeah.
For example, North Coast holiday parks are everywhere. If you get banned from one, you're banned from all of them.
Is there a story here, Brit?
Yes,
I banned
sure.
someone from
are you?
It.
Okay.
A lurker.
Oh,
13, okay. 2017, make Spider feel better, I guess, is what we're doing. Have you been banned from somewhere, big or small? Country yeah. down to pub.
Yeah, you might have landed in a country and they just turned around and sent you home. Yeah, I was really disappointed. I was going through the US to get to Canada and unfortunately they said, no, you're not allowed to come through the US because I haven't got a visa. And they said, you won't get a visa for a couple of years. And, yep, everyone thinks, yep, criminal record. There you go. Why? I can't get into the US. So they said, nothing to do with that. What you've got is the fact that I've been to a restricted country. So I've been to Sudan. So they said, no, it's on the restricted list or South Sudan, so it could take up to 2 years before I'm allowed in the US.
Full on.
Bureaucracy yeah. gone mad.
It is. So I've had to change my flights and go a different way, but we've all been banned from somewhere. So I've been banned from the US, and Bridge, where have you been banned from?
Wasn't Surely. My fault.
No, of course it wasn't.
When I was in Cairns, Yorkies Knob Boat Club, and State of Origin, I had the maroon hair, maroon jersey, this lady with blue hair and a blue jersey came up. She shirt-fronted me.
Oh.
So I shoulder-charged her. We fell on the ground. We laughed. And then I went, lasagna, which means pylon.
Yeah.
And everyone was there laughing, and they said, I incited violence. So I was banned.
You're banned.
I didn't know till Yorkies. I turned up again. They said, your money is no good here.
Yorkies said, Yacht Club gone.
Yorkies Knob. There we go.
Benny?
I haven't been banned, no, but my girlfriend.
Of course you haven't.
Kate. Has been banned. We were living up in Brisbane across the road from a pub, which was, you know, it became our favourite pub. It was across the road.
Oh.
Yeah. As in like right across the road.
As in out the front door across the road. There's the pub. 3 months we couldn't go there.
Why?
Because Kate wasn't welcome. We couldn't go there for dinner.
She got banned.
She got banned.
Why?
Just for turning up a little late one night, having a disagreement with the bouncer.
Having a few under the belt.
I might have made a couple there.
We're all not pure as a driven snow, including our producer, Miss Katie.
Yeah, I got banned on the second night of my 14-day cruise from their nightclub.
How did you
on
get
a cruise ship?
On a cruise ship.
On a cruise ship.
How'd you get?
Because they said I was too intoxicated, and then I said to them, I'm like, I'm not even drunk. I'm wearing high heels and the weather is terrible. That's why I can't walk straight.
That's a great excuse. I'm going to use that.
That sounds
so I got banned
like
for four the entire trip.
You're kidding. So you just had to go to the bingo area.
Yeah, I just had to go play bingo.
Oh, Wendy in Palm Beach, where have you been banned from?
Yes, I did, Spider. It was from the local races at Southport.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the 60s. And I had a pair of I thought it was gorgeous. A pair of hipster flares on with all these sunflowers on it and a midriff top to match.
Hey!
And the bloody black of a court, whoever the clown is, come up and said, you've got to cover up or leave this race course. So here's me prowling around with my husband's flannelette shirt, dirty old flannelette shirt and a pair of hipster flares. Most embarrassing day of my life.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Ashley in Upper Coomera, have you been banned from somewhere?
I haven't, but my mother has.
Yeah.
My father has banned her from Howard Storage World and Bunnings.
What are the priors?
Yeah.
She tends to spend too much and buy things we do not need.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you keep going to Bunnings and buying stuff, you need places to store it, so it makes sense.
Exactly.
That you keep going to Howard Storage World. It's a cycle.
A vicious cycle.
Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks, Ashley.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You know what's a sad state of affairs? You can drive around suburbia. Very rarely do you see kids playing in their front yard, playing in the front little verge of your house.
Yeah.
A bloke, a lifesaver, a good Queenslander, a dad, just got fined $650 by his local council because he got the kids outside, they were playing basketball, and the basketball hoop was too close to the road.
So what do you mean?
Just on the curb.
On the curb. It was a potential trip hazard, and the sound, and apparently neighbours had dobbed them in for sound
you always,
as well.
You always put the basketball ring right to the corner of the nature strip, so you've got all the road to have a shot in.
Well, I had a steep driveway and we had a steep front yard growing up. There's only a little bit just near the road, and that was my long jump. I thought I was going to be Olympic long jumper for some unknown reason.
It's
I used to practice
late.
There. It's not too late. But $650.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot, though. Because, I mean, if you think about it, and they spoke about it on the news last night, if you got a speeding fine, you could go 90Ks an hour down that same little quiet street and it'd be less than that. So is it more dangerous to be playing basketball in the street with no cars around than it is to be speeding past kids?
It's ridiculous.
I'd speed past the kids at 90Ks with a basketball to see if I can get it in the hoop.
You had to think of your... That's an inside voice.
But
how... There.
But no, the streets is where... That's where all games were played.
All
when we
games.
Were growing up, absolutely every game we played was done on the street, or we called it a court, you called it a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I remember we used to have three light poles in our court.
Yes.
Or Otava court, and we'd have to hit one of the light poles at night and it would turn the light out. So then, but then it would come back on after 2 minutes. So then we'd have to try and hit with a footy the other two, and then we click. Completely in blackout, and then one would come back on, and then we'd have to quickly shoot for that one again.
See?
There you go. So that led to your AFL career.
See?
Look at that, trying to hit the poles, and you just kept on hitting them and not getting them through for the rest of your No, but we used to...
What'd you grow?
Play? Tennis. It was always... We made homemade go-karts. We had a steep part of it as well, of the street. But it was tennis. When you're kids, you kind of have a small area. Then when you get older, it gets wider and wider, longer and longer. And you just call out. The code was car, C-A-R... Car,
C-A-R. Yeah.
You just go to the side of the road.
There was a cul-de-sac near where I grew up.
Yes.
And we used to have chalk, so we'd draw, like pretty much cover the entire cul-de-sac in court, chalk.
Yes.
And then we'd ride our bikes around there, so we'd draw little paths and stuff like that. So we were riding around.
You'd make
there
a rally track.
With our Smoky Dokes on the wheels and
that's
all that sort
really
of stuff.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
That is cute. I mean, obviously if it's a busy road, you can't do it.
No.
No, don't try it on the Gold Coast Highway.
No, exactly. So, look, give us a call. Just cast your mind back to when kids actually played on the street. You didn't get fined. 13-2017, Goldiffin family. What did you play on the street growing up?
Yeah, when you were growing up, you might have had a quiet court, or you could have had a good little street with a heap of mates that, you know what, every night after school you'd play something.
Yeah.
All right. What did you play in your street?
It wasn't actually me. It was my children, who are now in their 30s.
Yes.
Cricket was the main game they used to play, and all the neighbours, kids used to come and play as well. They'd set up like a gardening for a wicket and... The whole business, you know, and everybody loved it.
I love that.
Yeah. Automatic wiki, one hand, one bounce, over the fence, you're out.
One hand, one bounce.
All those. We love
great.
It. Yeah.
Shelley and Mudgerabar, you've got a game that you made up that you played on the street.
Yes, we did. It was called TV Week. So you actually had to know what was on television. So we used to peruse the TV guide. Then someone stood in a designated spot, called out the clues. Whoever... guessed it, you then had to run like the clappers up and down the designated race course, and whoever won it was the next caller.
That is detail.
So instead of watching telly, you're outside talking about telly.
And running.
Exactly. So you used to try and find obscure shows at 11 p.m. at night when no 10-year-old would have been up.
Oh, I love it. Not the old Mr.
That's
Wolf.
Hilarious.
What time is it, Mr. Wolf?
Oh.
3 o'clock.
Oh,
you
yes.
used to have to walk. Yeah. Roger. Morning,
G'day,
Roger.
Guys. There you go.
Yeah, good. What game did you used to play on the streets?
Mate, we used to fly down the street on our billy carts, the ball-bearing wheels ones, from side to side. And, fly down the hills. You'd come off at speed. You'd have second and third degree scabs to about 70% of your body.
Yeah.
But you'd go up there and you'd have another go.
Few scratched knees over the years, Roger?
Oh, yeah, plenty of those.
Character building.
That's right. A lot of bark.
Thanks for that, Roger.
All right, let's go to... Is this Al? Good morning, Al.
Hello, Al.
Good morning. I think Roger could have been a neighbour of mine. I think we did the same thing. But we used to play, and it's good to see the kids around where we live right now are bringing this one back. And I haven't heard about it for ages. Knock and run, where you just run up to a door in your neighbourhood, knock on it, and then just bolt. But when I played it once when I was growing up, we jumped over a fence, And it wasn't the knock and run. It was more run and run because they had a big Rottweiler. So we didn't quite get to the knock part.
The rot so and run.
Yeah, the rot and run. Exactly.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And Spider's come in here. He's got a gift he wants to give to someone on the team, which is exciting.
But he's all guilty about it.
No, well, it's not kind of my fault. And I do apologise for the person who's about to receive this gift. I've got a gift. As you can say, it's nicely, it's wrapped up. I can't say it's nicely wrapped up anymore.
Hang on. That is, how would you describe that? That is a gift bag that has been crumpled, crushed, almost cryovac'd.
Yeah, it looks like it's been in a vacuum space bag.
Well, can I tell you a quick backstory of this? Is the fact that I found this going to the storage shed over the weekend. I was looking for Lego for Boston because of Lego Masters. He wants to build something Lego. And when I opened one of the boxes of Lego, I found this present in there. And now this present was for... It's been in there since November.
November.
Right. Because somebody got engaged mid-year last year. Bridge.
July the 5th, 2018.
So this is Bridge's engagement present.
Cherie gave it to me while we were moving. And I just quickly put it in the Lego and it didn't come to the unit. It went into storage and I found it... yesterday, so Bridge, it's been packed away for a long, long time, and I know it's a little bit creased. Hopefully, it's not broken.
Do you know, I speak to Cherie often, and she's probably still waiting on me to say, "Hey, thank you so much for that present." She probably thinks I'm being so rude.
Well, yeah, she found out that I didn't give it to you when I got home yesterday.
You're so bad. Thank you. Well, we didn't have an engagement party, so I didn't actually get any engagement presents.
No.
This is, look, yes, we do actually need one of these.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
No.
Is it another pet dog?
Yeah. This is a wooden chopping board, but what would you say that is? How would you describe that?
Some colours and that on there.
A beautiful sand surf motif on the top of it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Jamie will love that too. And coasters
that are
like,
as well.
It looks like the surf. Thank you.
Sorry about, I'm getting into trouble at home. Because it was supposed to be to you 6 months ago, maybe even 7 months ago. But I forgot that I actually put it in storage. I didn't know it was in the Lego box.
I know, it doesn't look like Lego, but hey, that is actually awesome. Yeah. That's all right. You know what, you're forgiven because that's a really cool present.
But has this ever happened to you? Have you feel like just got a present sitting around and just forgotten to give it to someone? Like it wasn't, I didn't see it every day. I just... forgot I put it there.
That's very cool. I'm going to put that on Facebook so you can all have a look, actually. Mm. Yes. Do you know what I did? Years ago, Lisa Brown, she's a designer. She's brilliant. And she said she's unorganized. So I bought her that Marie Kondo book before it was on telly. And I've had it for 3 years. Haven't given it to her. And now I've asked her to design my wedding dress.
You can't give her the book now.
And now I said, I've got a book for you. She's like,
up to his third print now.
Yeah.
I've got a younger brother, Richard. And I bought for him, he was a Midnight Oil fan, so I bought him the CD, the double CD of the live world tour that they did.
Yes.
And completely forgot his, and I had it, birthday went by, and then Merry Christmas, Rich.
Perfect.
Yes. It was only 7 months late, but, you know, he got it eventually. Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, I reckon we're not alone. 13, 27, 10, have you ever bought a gift that you've forgotten to give?
Yeah, is it sat under the Christmas tree? Is it sitting on the bench at home and you've just forgotten to give it?
How many times could have used this awesome?
Oh, sorry, I know you've got it though.
Thanks. We've got Marnie in Currumbin. Okay, what happened? Let's set this up. So you're in hospital and your friends turn up.
Well, I've got these wonderful friends that came to visit, and they usually do always leave everything to the last minute. I never expect a gift or anything like that, but I was really unwell and they came to visit me up at Dindara. They walked in and they handed me the most beautiful card. It didn't have an envelope and there wasn't any writing in the card. And I said, well, what's going on with that? And they said, oh, well, we couldn't find a pen in the car. We were running late. Hope you get better soon.
That's awesome. Funny. We love it. Thanks for that.
The thought that counts, Marnie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, isn't it?
Alicia in Mudjerabar.
Oh, I can totally sympathise with you.
Thank you.
I tend to my Christmas presents throughout the year so I don't have to deal with the expense all at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I bought a whole lot of Dora presents for my little four-year-old and put them away in a Santa sack. There must have been about five or six presents, I think. And I found them 5 years later when we moved out.
When she'd outgrown them?
Yeah.
She had. I had to donate them to another child, but now we actually have another four-year-old, so maybe I should have kept them.
Yeah. Good on you, Alicia.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Gemma in Talai, what's happened?
Hey, so when I was younger, my mum had forgotten to give me a gift, but she told me about it. And then she's like, oh, I'll give it to you on Christmas. So Christmas comes, I don't get it. And then basically, I didn't talk to her about it, but I knew about it. And so I, 2 years later, I say, hey, Mum, remember this? And then she's just like, oh, yeah. Grabs it out of her cupboard and then gives it to me.
No. 2 years later.
Yeah. I have to remind her.
Awesome. Thanks for that. And also, Derek in Mudrabar, have you ever forgotten to give someone a present or they forgot to give it to you?
Well, sort of. A little bit off, I might warn you. But anyway, the story goes, I was cleaning out the garage last year and I came across a present that should have gone under the Christmas tree the year before. In other words, it sat in the garage for nearly a year. And I thought, well, what will I do? And I thought, no harm done. I'll just put it under the Christmas tree next Christmas.
Yes.
And no one will know and it'll be fine. So I put it under the Christmas tree. It was a present to my two young daughters. And, well, you should have seen the looks on their faces when they opened that present.
Yeah.
Mind you, I did feel sorry for the two little kittens, though. As I said, a little bit off, but here's my new sign-off code.
Yeah.
Under. Oh, God. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Derek.
I've got the animal management unit calling me right now.
That's it. And on that note, I think we should get out of here.